to Engagement Ed. This is number 25. I'm your host, Sloppy Dave.
And I've got a stir in my mouth.
I'm Gabriel.
My friend Gabriel from high school.
If we did one show together, which one was it?
I don't know. I think it was number 20 or something.
Yeah, something like that.
It's somewhere around there. Well, I've got a Serie R, La Gloria Cubana Serie R Maduro number 4. It's probably like my third or fourth one I've had. And did a guillotine cut on it, got a good light, and it actually tastes really good so far. I'm hoping the ash won't crumble like the last one I had, so we'll see.
And I guess I have a Serie D number 4.
Yep.
And it's not one I've had. David sold it to me. He had a box of it.
Say, Partagas Serie D number 4. It's my number one cigar from my top 15 list.
Oh really? I didn't know that. You haven't told me that.
Yeah, it's my favorite cigar.
It is good, so far.
It's really funny, I've only had one out of that box, and the rest I've...
You've given away?
Well, I sold those. Sorry, I couldn't afford to... Yeah, I mean, they're in other people's hands. I couldn't afford to give those away. Now. But anyway. So, let's see. Trying to think. Last show isn't even up yet. I just edited it before you came over here. So, this probably won't even be out for a few days, I guess.
Whatever works.
Yeah, it's Thursday right now, so it'll probably be out, I guess, on Sunday, maybe. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see.
When you feel like it being out.
It will be out when I feel like it being out. You want to do a top five? We haven't done any show preparation at all. You want to do a top five?
Sure, what are we going to do the top five of, though?
Let's pause and have a conference. Okay, we still don't have a top five, but I have an announcement. Gabe just got his first smoke ring on the PSD4, which was pretty much how I started doing smoke rings, was on a PSD4. And then I just got three in a row.
Three in a row, it was kick-ass.
Off of one puff, which was really cool. So we don't have a top five. I think we're just going to scrap that and just freeball it for a little while. You may have noticed the new intro song. I decided since it's the 25th show, I'd change the music. It's track one off of a CD by... No, the CD is called Lay Down Dry.
Oh, is it?
I know that. It's by a local band called Annuals. Luke let me borrow the CD, and I didn't get the tracks, the track names yet, so I don't know. I love the song, though. It has great lyrics and everything, so... yeah, I hope you guys enjoy the rhythm of it and everything.
All 30 seconds that you're going to hear before the show starts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, we're not going to do a top five. We got halfway into one and then realized it wasn't funny or good at all.
Yeah, David's going to have a lot of fun editing this show.
Yeah. Nah. Oh my god. Let's see. Link of the week?
Okay, link of the week. Let's see here. I don't know. I'll just go with a simple one. David and I are both Mac users. And there's an awesome free Mac site. It just highlights all the freeware you can get from Macs.
Okay.
It's called freemacware.com. And they pretty much update it every day. It was really good when they first started, and they have all the archives of that stuff, of course. He's kind of running out of stuff slowly, but there's still a lot of good stuff on there.
Running out of software for Mac? That's not possible.
Well, no, I mean, he still finds something every day. It's just not as useful to everybody like the early stuff was. Like, now it's more specialized software, but it's still good stuff.
Word. I'm going to go ahead and do this one. It's chessgames.com.
Was that C-H-E-S-S or C-H-E-S-T?
C-H-E-S-S.
Okay, that's what I thought, but
I'll put a link in the show notes.
At the same time, I was wondering.
No. Yeah, it's, it's, they have a puzzle every day that everyone pretty much dorks over and tells how long it took them. Oh, I got this one in 15 seconds, and I've gotten one of the puzzles in the past 2 weeks, and you're supposed to be able to get all of them pretty much, and I just apparently suck really bad. And you can, it has archives of, like, thousands of chess games, so you can go look at, like, old chess games, and it has a virtual, like, diagram through Java that you can go play by play and see it, and not only read the notation, but see it. So I really enjoy that.
What are the puzzles? Like, what's the last few moves you have to make?
It's pretty much, like, white to move, and then, or black to move, and then you figure out what move you should do.
In order to checkmate?
And, well, not necessarily. Like, that's what I don't get yet, is most of these games, as in most professional chess matches, they end with the one person resigning.
Right.
So there's not a checkmate clear.
The other person can tell they're going to lose.
Yeah, but I can't even tell they're going to lose. Like, right. I just suck so bad. I just, you know.
Well, I mean, that's the whole thing with chess, though, is it's a game where you're supposed to plan, like, 14 moves ahead.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. Do you want to play?
I haven't played in forever, sure.
Okay, we can play later tonight, I guess. But, anyway, so yeah, chessgames.com, check that out. There's also something, there's always a player of the day and an opening of the day. So I've learned a lot, as far as king's openings and queen's openings and defenses and...
Yeah, you're going to kick my ass tonight, then.
I probably won't because, like, I still don't get it. In fact, I had this person on Yahoo who lost 23 games in a row. I play this person, and I'm thinking, oh, I'll probably, you know, I'll beat them. This will be great, you know? Ha-ha. Because they played 24 games.
So and they lost 23 of them.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, this will be fun, funny, ha-ha. Well, I took, like, all their pieces, but somehow I had forced their bishop to A8 square,
uh-huh.
Which is in a corner,
you know?
And then I got their queen on that same diagonal, and I didn't notice that they were in line with my king, essentially.
Oops.
I wasn't checked, but, you know, I had just castled, so my rook was on the left side of my king, and I couldn't move it. And so, like, without even noticing it, the dude checkmated me, and then he wrote, hey, you're really good at chess, and then he signed off. And I was like, oh, God.
What a jackass.
Well, I mean, it was humorous. And everyone listening to this show is going to be like, wow, this guy's a dork. He's talking about chess.
Oh, but, that kind of stuff pisses me off, though, when people sign off and don't play you once more. I
would have liked to play him once more, but
yeah.
Most people I don't like to play anymore because I'll play a game for an hour and then, like, my brain hurts. You know? And I'm like, they probably think it's easy, but...
Yeah,
I'm just not at that level yet. Here's an interesting fact about me that you know. I have these interests, and I have to be the best at them in my local area. And once I'm the best at them, I just drop them. Example, yo-yo. Okay, when the yo-yo came out, I learned all the tricks, and I was like, I'm the best. Then I stopped playing. Here's another one, pogs. Okay, I got really good at pogs, and I had a bunch. They're all in my closet. Okay, here's another one. Pokemon cards.
Yeah, I've seen your collection.
Let's see, here's another one. Footbag. I had to get the most kicks. My whole thing was to get more kicks than Brad Smoke. As a freshman,
I remember that.
I got 19 kicks, and I went up to him one day, and he was a senior, and I said, hey, I got 19 kicks, how many have you got? And he was like, oh, like 8 or something. And he didn't care, and I was like, damn it. And then I continued to play it for 4 more years, you know, getting into freestyle, going to tournaments and stuff, And then lately I haven't played, but I think I might go play later this weekend or something. But
God, I haven't thought about pogs in forever.
Pogs are old timey.
Yo-yos were kind of weird for me because that was about when I moved over here.
Mm-hmm.
And
that was nice as shit.
That was a beautiful ring, man.
That was so nice. I love this cigar.
That was thick too, man.
I know, those are my favorites. Oh man, we have to get a picture of you doing a smoke ring.
I doubt that.
In a minute. Okay, anyway.
No, the yo-yos, though, they were like... like, when I came over here, everybody was already done with them. Like, that fad was over. But when I was in Arkansas, the fad was just beginning. So it was
really
weird for me. Yeah, I completely skipped that fad somehow just because of that.
Huh. Yeah. I got into Magic the Gathering. So now I'm into chess. I was into cigars, and then here was my thing. I got into... Cigars are different, I think, though, because every other hobby... There's a measurement system to measure how you're better than
the other.
Your local people for me, you know? It's this weird thing.
And cigars are so subjective.
Cigars are not only subjective. Like, the thing is, though, I went out and I researched everything because I wanted to know more than everyone else. And then I realized I'm never going to know more than everyone. Just like I'm never going to be the best footbacker or the best chess player or anything. Yeah. I'm never going to be the best at anything. But I don't know. I think cigars are more of a hobby than a performance kind of thing.
Yeah, I can see that.
So, but, here's another one.
Anything you pick up, you research ridiculously.
Yeah, like trombone. I practice my ass off on trombone. And then all of a sudden, you know, after a year and a half of being a major, I was like, I don't have any interest in this anymore.
Yeah,
I'm like, I don't feel it anymore. So yeah, interesting fact. Yeah.
Now you know, David.
Sloppy Dave. Yep. Let's see.
The cat wants in.
Yeah, that cat's annoying. As long as it doesn't meow, I'll just leave it there. As if it's an object.
It is.
It is, to some extent.
It is. You know?
Watch this, I'll burn it. No, I'm just kidding.
No, I wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't do it either. Well, I probably would, but... So I finalized...
What's the worst thing you've done to a cat?
Worst thing I've done to a cat?
Yeah.
Well, I closed it in between those two doors.
Purposely. Oh, you did?
Yeah, no, I trapped her inside. See, what happens is... Our cat's name is Freckles, and we got it in Tennessee. It was a stray, and we drove it up here. Stupidest thing ever. It's the loudest, most annoying cat ever. And it doesn't even act like a cat.
Just picked it up off the road and came home.
Well, no, what happened was I was at the family reunion back in 1996 or something. And all the people in Tennessee were, like, allergic to cats. And they were going to take it to, like, a dump and just leave it there. Not even to, like, a pound or anything. Just, like, leave it some...
In the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, and so, you know, I was like, no, you can't do that. We'll bring it back. So we brought it back and we've had it since then. Anyway, but I've got a screen door and then the regular door, and when I get home at night, I have to keep the cat outside, because if she gets inside, she'll meow like crazy, and it wakes my mom up, and then my mom yells at me.
Right.
So every time I get home, I have, like, a battle with the cat. So one time, I just decided to sit on the porch and just leave her in there for a few minutes until she went crazy and wanted to come out.
So you closed her in between the regular door and the screen door.
Yeah, she was pretty much squished in between the doors.
Oh, God. I didn't get that at first. I thought you just meant you, like, closed her in the door.
No.
God.
What's the worst thing you've ever done to a cat?
Well, we used to have a cat, and I don't know why. I just never liked the cat we had very much. She passed away a couple years ago, but...
Now, did that make you feel better?
No. Okay. I just...
Because I'm trying to figure out if I'm going to feel better when that thing dies.
It was... I was pretty much indifferent.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, when my dog dies, I'm going to be sad. But I was just pretty indifferent.
Your dog's getting up there now, isn't it? It's pretty old.
Yeah, right? He's probably 9, 8 or 9.
That's not too bad.
Yeah, he has a few more years. Yeah, most of them 12 or so. But when we lived in Arkansas, you know how most staircases are like 14 steps. This was divided into 2 to 7 steps. So I used to throw that cat halfway down the stairs all the time.
What?
But, I mean, from like 6 steps up or something, I'd just toss her in the air and she'd land halfway down. But on a wide area. But the worst thing I did probably, even though it doesn't sound too bad, is she was sitting in on a stool that spun around, and it had a chair back and she was up against it. And I spun it around for like 15 seconds. She got up and, like, couldn't walk and, like, went away and hurled because she was so sick.
Ew. Oh, that's horrible.
It was... I don't know. Yeah, it is. But
sometimes when I have to get her to stay outside, I just pour water on her. Because then she goes running off and, like, licks herself. It's a great thing that cats need to clean itself.
Have you ever noticed a cat will want you to pet it and then it'll go away and wash itself because it thinks you're dirty?
Yeah. I don't know. I like cats better than dogs, though. That's just
not me.
Yeah, I know you don't, but that's just me.
Probably has something to do with I'm allergic to most of them, but...
Really?
Yeah, I spent Thanksgiving down at my friend Jeff's house, and he had a cat.
Dude, that was nice as shit!
Dude! Look at my camera for the next one.
Alright, let's do a camera shot right here. Finish your story.
Well, I was just gonna say I was miserable the whole time, because, I don't know, he had a cat and I hadn't been around in a while.
Oh, really?
It was bad, yeah.
Alright, well, we're gonna get a picture, we'll be right back. All right, we're back. We got a few missed ring pictures.
Picture things.
I got a few good rings, but not any really good pictures yet. But anyway, we were about to start talking about the cigars, actually. You start with yours, just, you know, your observations. Well, it's your first.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of interested to know what you would, as far as how the body of it is, how fullness and flavor it is, because I haven't had quite enough of a variety to be able to tell if this is full, medium, what. I would think it's somewhere medium, but you know, it's so far it's been very smooth. It was getting a little warm. I was going on too quick, but
well, before I tell you anything about it, like, what flavors have you? Well, if you've noticed any flavors,
Nothing's really stood out to me. No,
no cocoa or butter or nuttiness or. See, I know
there's probably a little bit of nut. I don't know. I told you I've had probably around 30 or so, but it's. You know, it hasn't been enough of a
30
variety.
30 cigars.
Yeah.
Okay.
What were you thinking?
30 PSD4s. And then I got jealous of you. And then I remembered this is your first one.
Yeah, no, this is definitely my first. Yeah, 30 cigars. So, I don't know. I just I haven't quite developed the palate for noticing individual flavors and
okay.
stuff yet. But.
Well, before we talk about flavors still, I want to know, as far as draw or construction, what would you say?
Oh, it's very nice. It's I mean, it's been nice and smooth. The draw's been beautiful. The even though my cut was a little off, really, it's come down smooth, and it's nice and warm, and, you know, just kind of a smooth flavor in the mouth before you blow it out. It's nice.
Cool. And you got your first smoke ring with it. Is that first smoke ring?
I don't know. It may have been the same. Either way, both of them were accidental, pretty much.
Okay. Well, I will say, I could talk forever about this.
Yeah.
What was your first thing? Oh, body. Okay. There's actually a debate about PSD4s. They're very picky. Okay. This is, I think it's from September 05. It might be from June 05.
Okay.
But anyway, I think it's from September. But anyway, PSD4s are very weird in the way that they have a one-year good period, essentially.
Right.
So the box will be good until basically September or October
right.
or 6. And then there's a three-year sick period.
And then they grow good again.
And then after that, they're supposedly amazing.
Like
so in 2009 or 2010, I'll pull out my old, you know, the 10 I have left or so.
I was going to say, you'll pull out the box, realize you only have one left, and be like,
no,
why did I give them all
my
left?
My goal is at least age 5. At least age 5 for myself. For at least the three-year, through the three-year sick period. Bill Cosby.
Yeah. Makes me think of Family Guy when you do that. They're always making fun of him.
They are indeed.
Yeah.
Let's see. As far as flavor goes, I've noticed somewhat of a cocoa taste, but very, like, subdued. Maybe
right.
even, like, a coffee espresso kind of thing.
Right.
Very light. Not, like, I find nutty to be the most prevalent taste in the
PSD4.
In the PSD4. I don't really notice too much buttery taste in it, personally. And nor do I notice too much earthy taste. The thing that you got to realize about Cuban cigars is that they're all puros, which is, I think I told you earlier today, that means that the wrapper, binder, and filler are all from one country.
No, you didn't tell me that.
Oh, really? They're all from one source, essentially. They're all from Cuba.
Right.
Whereas,
I guess you did say it's 100% Cuban tobacco.
Yeah. Like a Nicaraguan puro, like all the Padrones are all Nicaraguan puros.
Right.
Whereas Fuente uses like Dominican Republic, Honduras.
And different wrapper,
know,
different filler, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like most cigars nowadays that are domestic are doing that, but all of Cuba's cigars, all of them that come out of Cuba and are, basically controlled by Habanos S.A., all of them. Are 100% Cuban tobacco.
Right.
So the taste on that's going to be completely different from anything
else.
Domestic. Yeah,
right.
Anything else. There's no way to get close to the soil, the climate, the weather in Cuba, the way that they cure their tobacco,
right.
etc. And they're really proud about that. I never even told you about the body. Basically, I was going to say they're finicky. Like, the first year, they're going to be considered kind of mild. So.
Right.
you know, you told me you don't really like Maduros too much, or like something that's going to be too much of a powerhouse. So I figured it'd be better for you to have this now than in 2010.
I don't know. It wasn't so much the Maduros I've had have been too. I don't know what it is. It's just something about the flavor of most of the wrappers on them, or something that it just hasn't gone for me. It hasn't been necessarily the strength of it, I don't think, but the flavor has been just not to my liking on the Maduros I've had. So.
Well, that's understandable. To each their own. I mean, I don't really like Honduran tobacco, whereas a lot of people love it. Like, I don't really like Mini Fuentes, and although they're mostly Dominican Republic. I don't like Tarraños, and those are mostly Honduran. Like, I've never had a Tarraño I've really actually liked. None of them have been bad, but none of them have been, like, great.
Right.
So, you know, hold on just a second. I got to puff on this.
Yeah, go for it. I'll figure out something to talk about. Let's see here. God, I need a day off, man.
You do need a day off.
Monday sucked.
Yeah.
Monday, my father and I built a 30-foot sidewalk in front of our what is it, mailbox, and that was my second day off since January 1st, and so
you work 7 days a week.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
You mean literally two days.
Yeah, that I literally mean second day off. Period. Since January 1st.
So everyone else needs to quit their bitching. I mean, I just need to shut the hell up because I'm always complaining to you.
I don't care about people complaining to me, but it's just, I don't know. I got to do something. It's ridiculous.
Do you make pretty, well, never mind. I'll talk to you about that later. But anyway, back to the PSD4. The body. Most people list it as being between medium and full, but I think what they're talking about is past
the age.
You know, the age, like an aged PSD4 being medium to full. I'd say a non-aged one is probably medium at best.
Yeah, I was going to say, I would think medium, maybe even a little lighter than medium. But
I agree. But the first one I had, that made me fall in love with cigars.
Right.
You know, I'd loved cigars before that, but then I had that thing, and I was... Yeah, I was literally like, I think the Partagas Serie D number 4 smells great. So I was smelling the smoke, which is stupid. But, you know, take a sniff, like, just put it away, but take a sniff. I mean, I think it smells great. It smells completely different than most other domestics. And a lot of people say the Partagas Cuban tobacco smells different than other Cubans. Who knows? I've only had about 5 Cubans. I have a few, you know, aging I showed you and whatnot. But anyway, so body between medium and full. But I was going to say that when I had it, it had been aged for quite a while.
Right.
And so I had it. And that thing knocked me on my ass. I laid down in my room for 15 minutes.
I think
afterwards.
You told me that too.
It was horrible.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah.
But it was, I felt
terrible afterwards.
Man.
Yeah, I think you told me about that you've had a cut. You haven't had very many, but you've had like 2 or 3 that have
knocked me out.
Yeah.
I've had a few. Anyway, my Serie R is actually doing really well. This is way better than the last one I had. It gives me hope for the line again.
Yeah.
Like, really, I'd kind of lost hope. I'd had about 2. Yeah, this is my 4th. I had 2 from the store, and then I had 1 from that 5-pack I got from CigarsInternational.com. And that 1 from the 5-pack
was terrible.
Crumbly. Yeah. No, it was great tasting, but it was like getting all over me, and I was like pissed about it. Doing great. The construction is a lot better, and the taste is great. These are earthy, spicy. These are like full body.
Right.
These are supposed to be one of the full bodied ones of the. There's this whole full bodied trend. I was telling you about it. You know, I was reading an article about it. It's stupid. Anyway, we should probably end the show sometime soon so we can play chess. And
works for me.
I'm sure it's getting kind of long.
Either that or it's really short because you're going to edit out like 10 minutes.
Well, I am going to edit out a lot. Halfway through the show, we were like, oh, let's just not use any of that. Wow. That's pretty much... you want to end the show here?
Sure.
Cool. All right, you can email the show at engagementhead@gmail.com. You can visit our website at http://engagementhead.blogspot.com. And you can call our hotline at 1-206-20-EHEAD.
You know what he said.
Yeah, we actually got another call from Tom Brokaw.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so...
That was a good call, I first.
I'll, I'll probably put that one in next show. So sometime next week. And the outro song is actually going to be another one by the Annuals. It's called...
This one he knows the name.
I know the name. It's called Complete or Completing. So I hope you guys enjoy it. I'm Sloppy Dave, and I'll see you guys next time.
And I'm Gabe, and I'll see you maybe sometime this summer.
Hopefully. Yeah, thanks for doing another show, by the way.
Hey, no problem.
Cool. All right, guys, later. Well, I know. To whatever.